Okay, here we go. Oh, good. Okay, we're continuing the Rambam in the laws of Meister Sheni, Perek Sheni, second chapter. No, I didn't make any problems, Martin. Halacha Gimel. Okay, we got into the new topic of, just to quickly just review those first two halachas, that's the basis of this chapter, very quickly. Meister Sheni must be taken and eaten in Yerushalayim. Okay? And even though there is the conduct to tithe it, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, but we can't eat it in Yerushalayim, we said. So what do you do if you have to tithe it and then eat it? We say regular people can redeem it for a penny and throw the penny away. That's where? What you can. Where? And the Yam Suf.
How do you get there?
Sewer.
Just throw it. Get rid of it.
Throw it to the Yam Suf?
Whatever. Just get rid of it. Get rid of it. Destroy it. Okay. So with that last idea in mind, we go to Halacha Gimel, which just continues this thought. Okay? Nowadays, we're still in nowadays, when you've got to separate Meiser Sheni, but you can't eat it, obviously, because you can't take it to Yerushalayim. We know you can't do that. But the food is Meiser Sheni. You have to, it's not tithed. You have tithed it. But then you redeem it, not to lose money, just redeem it for a pruta. So you can do another thing that's similar to that, Halacha Gimel.
V'chein. This should be obvious, but why can't he take it to Yerushalayim?
We already learned it from Gzeiros HaKosov, the Hekesh to Bechor. We associated Meiser Sheni with Bechor, and you can't bring a Bechor. It is dependent on bringing it to Yerushalayim with a Mizbeach, which we don't have. So we can't bring the Bechor.
Same words.
We can't bring it. We don't have that ability in Yerushalayim as well. So now, just like if I redeem the Meiser Sheni with Kesh, I can also redeem it with what else? What else can you redeem Meiser Sheni with?
Other produce.
Sure. That's equal to cash. So what if you did this? Gimel. V'chein im chilel, Meiser, shava money. If you redeemed Meiser Sheni that was worth a mana, I'll shove a pruta for something that's only worth a pruta, mi peros acheros, from other fruits. Now, Rambam's getting ahead of himself a little bit. We're going to see you're really not supposed to do it with other fruits, just with the same species. But if you do it with other fruits, it's bidyeved okay. So got like another bidyeved, even if it's not redeemed in the best way, still hareze mechulal, it is redeemed. And it's like we're having two deficiencies. We're redeeming it not at value, and redeeming it with a fruit that's even a different species. But now, for nowadays, that's good enough. Now what are the fruits? You burn the fruits that you redeemed them with. Why? So it won't cause a stumbling for other people. Okay? And it can be all kinds of stumblings over here. Okay? Because first of all, you can't eat it anyway. And if it becomes tummy, you're going to have all kinds of problems. It can be all kinds of problems. And it's just like Kepidya Netter Voy, when you redeem the crop that grows in the fourth year that has to take in Rishalayim. It's the same laws. Meiser Sheni and Netzer Revoy are practically the same thing. You have to take it to Yerushalayim. So it's the same law that comes out of that. Okay, now again.
What's the advantage of being a pruta's worth of another fruit versus a pruta of a coin?
He didn't have any coins on him.
Well, it was coming up.
And even more than that, yes. And even more than that, it says even if it's not on a good fruit, let's say the fruit is less quality, but he would also work. You're getting some grapes that are already starting to spoil.
As low as a pruta.
Well, you never know how poor people can be. I don't know. We just need to know.
The stuff in the
a lot of the laws, Shelley, aren't, who's going to do it. We just got to know what the law is.
Okay.
You know, what
the green bin works, doesn't it? Yeah.
Could you use, instead of burning, could you put in a green bin?
Maybe. All right, Dalits, continuing with Bizman Hazeh. One more Bizman Hazeh halacha, and then we're going to go back to regular, not Bizman Hazeh halachas. Okay, now again, a lot of these Rambams are assuming later Rambams, which we don't know yet. So that's what doesn't make it so clear. But these halachas will become clear to us later. But there's certain things we know you can't. Okay, let's just say it inside. Kishem shen ochli meiser sheni bismana zebisham. Just like we know we can't eat meiser sheni today in Yerushalayim because we don't have mizbech. That's what we learned in Halacha Aleph. What else can't we do, which we could have done in the ancient days? Kach ein podin osashem. You can't redeem them in Yerushalayim, okay, on money or anything else, because we know there's a rule. There's a special rule that when you redeem Yerushalayim as opposed to somewhere else. If you redeem, it in Yerushalayim, you got it. Well, really, is it like this? The redeeming is only for eating purposes.
Right.
Once you redeem, whatever you redeem, you got to eat it in Yerushalayim, whatever. And we already said you can't eat in Yerushalayim. Since you can't eat in Yerushalayim, you can't. If you redeem outside Yerushalayim, you don't have to eat it in Yerushalayim. There's other things that could happen. But once you redeem yourself, you're stuck.
Why would you do that in the old days? It was just because you wanted
something
else to eat.
You happen to be in Yerushalayim. You live in Yerushalayim.
You wanted something else to eat.
Again, we don't understand the whys.
Okay.
You know, you're in Yerushalayim and you want to redeem Yerushalayim. So no, you can't. You have to redeem it outside and throw, you know, do it outside. You can't do Yerushalayim. V'ein mechalna, so you can't also redeem it on fruits. V'ein mechalna, so you can't sell it under any circumstances. Now, there's another halacha. Once you bring Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim, you can't take it out.
Oh, right.
That's another law we're going to learn about. So then what if nowadays you take your Meister Sheni and bring it in Yerushalayim? So therefore, first of all, you shouldn't really bring it in there. But if you bring it into Yerushalayim nowadays, ain motzina so misham. You can't take it out. Now you got a problem.
So
because you can't redeem it either.
So what's the point?
So nowadays, don't bring Meister Sheni into Yerushalayim. Because when you bring Yerushalayim, eat it you can't, redeem it you can't. Outside Yerushalayim, you could have redeemed it on a penny and throw it away. What are you going to do if you bring it into Yerushalayim now?
So where do you live there?
No choice.
What if you have an apple tree in Yerushalayim and you got your apple
tree? What do you do? You can't take it out.
Rot.
And therefore, you have to leave it there until it rots. Well, I don't know how many guys are farmers in Yerushalayim, or say the old city. Farmers?
So would you say it's the walls of the old
farmers?
City today?
Now, if you're going to buy from the shuk and you bring it into your house in the old city, you could have problems. If it's not from a chaver, you could have problems.
Yeah, that's a huge problem.
So all right. Would you say if you went into the old city, like that would be the wall?
Yeah.
The
wall? No. The old city?
No, the old city is. Old city is from 1500.
Wherever, okay, where
was it? Has to be from the time of the second temple.
Your David, it's further south. It's and further.
Where's it? Where's it?
It's a.
Your David.
Yeah, it's like it's for it's. It's not.
Okay, fine.
These are
new walls.
Saladin.
These are new walls. Okay, anywhere wherever the old city would be.
Yeah. But the Jewish quarter, the old
Temple Mount. It was near the Temple Mount, the old city.
Yeah, but that was
clearly.
Yeah, but
from there south.
How about the Kotel Plaza?
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
How about the Kotel Plaza?
Yes, there. Well, no.
You brought your lunch with you. You brought your lunch.
It was never a temple.
What?
It was never a temple.
The Yerushalayim.
I know. I'm joking.
Okay, anyway.
Forget about it, Tom.
You got to let it rot. And also, and what if you transgress? Now, what if you transgressed? You brought, nowadays, you brought the Maestri into Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to take it out. And when you take it out, then what do you do? What if you brought it in and took it out? Then you have to leave it until it rots. Okay, you got to take it back to your Yerushalayim and leave it there to rot. Therefore, what do? We don't separate Maaseh and Yerushalayim. Meaning to say, I don't. Let's say I just bring in my crops, my tevel. I'm bringing to your Yerushalayim. So now I can't separate Tevel and my Meister Sheni there because now I'm stuck with it.
Right.
I can't do anything with it. Right? I can't redeem it.
Right.
Right? And I'm going to lose a lot of money now.
You can take it back out as Tevel.
Yeah. Tevel.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
So take Tevel. Tevel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you didn't separate Meister Sheni yet.
Nothing.
In the olden days, you could separate Meister Sheni. In Yerushalayim, and just eat it in Yerushalayim.
Right.
Finished.
Yeah, sure.
But now, what happens if you separate? You have Meister Sheni, what are you going to do? Well, we said you can't eat it, you can't redeem it.
But can't you just separate the tevel? Take the truma, separate that, and then take the whole thing out with you before you separate.
Of course you could do that.
Okay.
But you can't separate Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim.
Right.
So that's all we're saying. Don't separate my, which means don't bring in Tevel and separate it in Yerushalayim. Just don't separate Meiser Shein Yerushalayim. That's all we're saying. All right? You know, let's say you got Meiser Shein, you got crops. You haven't Meisered them yet. All right? You bought it in Machane Yehuda, and you brought it from an Amoritz. Okay, now you're up to took that whole bag of fruits to the Koisel now. Okay, don't separate Meiser Shani there. Okay, because you're not going to be able to do anything there. Okay, so what do you do? Elamot Sinas Aperes B'Tivim, take the fruits while they're still in the Tevel state, Chutz La'ir, outside the city, Umafrishno Shram, then separate it outside the city, and then you redeem it on the penny. But what if you didn't listen to what we just told you to do? And you brought your Tevel into your slime. Hey, you did separate the Meiser Shein. You got a ton of Meiser Shein in your slime. What are you going to do with it? Yeah. You do it nowadays. Year Kov, it rots. Because there's nothing you can do with it.
So that counts probably going to do it first.
Whatever. Okay. That's enough of the Bizman Hazeh Halachas. Now we're going to go back to the classic Halachas. That's what we started. Just the very beginning of Aleph. And then we got ourselves off into a Bizman Hazeh spin. Now we're on Halacha Hey. All right. Now we're going to go to the classic laws now. Really just picking up where we left off in the beginning of Halacha Aleph. Halacha Aleph was saying, Meiser Shani has to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. Finished. Then we went off on a sidebar. So let's continue. What would be the next logical Halacha? Meiser Shani should be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there, or redeemed and eaten there. So now the question is going to be, what if you didn't and you ate it? What's the punishment? Hey, kala oichol kzayis meiser sheni. What if a guy eats a kzayis of meiser sheni? That's the minimum requirement. Oh, sheshasman of revis sheni, or you drank a revis of wine of meiser sheni, chutz lechomas Yerushalayim, outside of the city of Yerushalayim. Now, you will see in a moment, you have to understand what he's talking about. It's not so simple. There's going to be two separate laws here. He's assuming you know what he means. There's two separate things. You're not supposed to eat so let's get this Meiser Shani here. Now what you're supposed to do is take it to Yerushalayim. Eat it in Yerushalayim. Now there's two ways you can sin. You can bring the crop, the Meiser Shani, into the walled city of Yerushalayim. At that point, we're going to see shortly, there's a rule that says that the city has grabbed it. It's collate. It grabs it. Klotuhu mechitzos. The walls grabbed it. It means to say, it's got to stay here now. When you bring Meiser Shein in Yerushalayim, we're going to see from Sukkim, you got to keep it there. You can't take it out. And if you take it out and eat it out, that's the biblical sin. And that's the biblical lashes. So it's not just eating Meiser Shani. It's Meiser Shani that's brought into Yerushalayim, and it should have been eaten in Yerushalayim. And what'd you do? You took it out of Yerushalayim and ate it out of Yerushalayim. That's the real biblical no-no. That is the lashes. Loika, you get lashes. So it's not, you thought it meant he had Meiser Shani outside of Yerushalayim, he just ate it there. No, that's not the biblical prohibition. We'll see in a minute what that is. It is wrong, but it's not biblically. How do we know all this? Shenekes of Usuk says, take it to Yerushalayim. It says, take it to Yerushalayim. After it says, take it to Yerushalayim in that order, so now you take it, right? Lo sucha lecho bisharecha. You cannot eat it in your gates. Meiser degoncha, the meiser of your grain, the siroshcha of your wine, visarecha of your oil. In that order. Take it into Yerushalayim and eat it. What can you not do when it's in Yerushalayim? Take it out. You can't eat it in your gates. You can't take it home and eat it now. So that's the biblical prohibition. And guess what? Let's say you brought whatever reason, you were planning on eating a little bit in Yerushalayim. So you brought, let's say, a challah made out of Meiser Shani. You brought a glass of wine made out of Meiser Shani and a little bit of oil made out of Meiser Shani.
Oh, there's three sets of right? lashes.
Man. And now you brought them all your Yerushalayim. You're going to have your picnic lunch. And it didn't work out. Okay, I'll just take it home. And now he's in his house in wherever. And he's eating all three. How many lashes does he get?
Three sets.
Veloka al kol echad ve'echad v'fnatz. You get lashed on each one because the Torah itemizes each one in what you're not allowed to do. Lafi koch derefor. Im ochel shloshim, eat all three, chutz lachoma, outside the wall, once it was inside the wall, and took it out, lokesh shalosh malkios. You get three lashes, because shenemer, it says, v'achalta, you're supposed to eat it, lifnei Hashem elokecha, before Hashem your God, that means in Yerushalayim, meiser of your degoncha, your grain, tiroshecha, your wine, v'itzarecha, and your oil. V'nemer, it also says, lo sucha lecho v'isharecha, you can't eat in your gates. Meiser degoncha tiroshecha v'itzarecha. So now the question is, lama pratam, why does it, the second time, if it, this is the point. If it says you have to eat there, you have to eat in Yerushalayim, your grain, your wine, and your oil. Okay, it has to say it the first time, because I might think grain and not oil, grain and not wine. I have to know first, it has to tell me all three kinds, to know what species it's chayiv. I have to do it. But now, when it says, I can't eat it in the cities, just say you can't eat them in the cities. Wouldn't that cover it? Why does it say you can't eat, again, the grain, the wine, and the oil? That repetition is saying, because we want to give you three lavim and three sets of lashes. Right? Lama pratam, why does it detail? Valoma doesn't say, lo sochleim, don't eat them. Bisharech in your gates. Must be l'chayev al kol echot v'echim v'asot, to make you chayev lashes for each and everyone. This is the biblical lashing. It's clear as how the Torah says it. You got to bring it into Yerushalayim and eat it there. Don't you take it out and eat it outside. So that's after you brought it in. You can't take it out.
So are we just specific with that law, though, that if you took your apples in and apples out, you'd only get biblical lashes?
What do you mean only?
It's more severe.
I'm saying, but
what do you mean only?
You wouldn't get, you wouldn't, I'd say biblical. Rabbinical lashes, not biblical lashes.
Yes.
Well, I, first of all, we don't lash anybody nowadays. So
that I know, but let's say.
So there is no let's say.
Back in the old days.
In the real old days?
Real old days.
Why wouldn't you get biblical? What's your question?
Because it says, it says your grains. So what's your,
yeah. So if you do what? Tell me if you.
Apples.
Oh, apples.
Apples. You took your apples in, you took your apples out.
Okay, maybe that's rabbinic. Maybe that's rabbinic.
The rabbinic lashes.
Well, it's still, well, I don't know. Fruits from trees are biblical still.
It doesn't say that here.
Okay, but you know, but we know that trees.
I'm just saying for the pasuk. I'm just saying the
fair. Well, we have to know where we learn out trees from, so we'll have to see. But if trees are biblical, so. Anyway, I think it'd be biblical. Anyway,
if you can't finish the food, can you dispose of it? Or is it holy?
It is holy. Can you have to leave it. I guess you have to let it rot.
Let's
get to it. I'm sure they're going to get to all these halachas here. Okay, Vav. Now, what could be the rabbinic provision here? What would we make as a fence to make sure this never happens? So, ein aloka min haTorah. You don't get these biblical lashes. Now he's clarifying. Like, we may have misread that. If I wouldn't have given you the explanation in the beginning of Hey, we would have been reading it. If you eat it outside Yerushalayim, right? Right. But no, he says, ein aloka. You only get biblical lashes. When you eat it, after when you brought it first into the wall, because it says lo sucha lecho bisharecha, says you can't eat in your gates, but if you achalta l'Hashem, you eat it before Hashem. All right, so that's what has to be, and then that's the point. But kaven shenichnas l'machom achilah, so once you bring it to the place you're supposed to eat it, and then v'achala b'chutz, you take it out and eat it, like that's when you get the lash. That's what he's saying. Aval barim achla comes. She goes, what if you eat it and you never brought it to Yerushalayim at all? Whoa. Eat maaser without bringing. For that, you didn't bring it to Yerushalayim. Makan oso makas martis midifrem. You get rabbinic lashes. Because what if you transgress? According to Tosfos, even though you really shouldn't get lashed, you shouldn't. You also went over an Isser essay, which is what? You got to redeem it. Right. And without redeeming it, it's also you as well. So anyway, either way, rabbinic lashes. Okay, now we get one of these classic shilas. So let's say you brought in all your food to Yerushalayim, okay? Bring it all in. And now you're schlepping it all out. Not supposed to do that. Schlepping it all out. And you're right at the border. And you schlep some of them just across the wall. And some are inside the wall. You're eating everything up. You eat half of it outside the wall, half of it inside the wall.
Aren't they honking their horns? You start blocking.
What do you do?
Slow down.
Zion. Mixas meiser bifnim. If you eat some of the meiser that's still inside, And part of it's outside, but it was already in to begin with, and you were taking it out, but not completely. So what happens? So the one that you're eating that has not yet, did not stay in Yerushalayim, that you didn't, you're bringing it in. I mean, reverse that. You're bringing it in.
Into the city. So some of it has come in, some of it hasn't.
We bring it in. So Ochem is the one that you didn't bring in yet. Makin aso makas maris. You get rabbinic lashes for the one that didn't yet get in. Ochem abachutz misan. Whoever's outside of that shenichnas it, you entered it. Leika, you get the biblical lashes.
I don't know what the finish is here.
One what?
What is?
You might think it's one delivery.
What?
He's just saying you can get two, lashes. He's just saying you can get two lashes on one bunch of food. That's all he's saying.
Two different kinds.
You eat one before you get.
If they take all of it in, you get one set of lashes. All of it out, you get. If you don't take it in, you get one set of lashes. Take it in and then out, you get a different set of lashes. Here, you're going to get two sets of lashes. That's the finish. You get rabbinic and biblical lashes. You might think maybe you shouldn't get all that, but you get both of them. Okay, now, let's go back to the main law. When you bring your Meister Shein or Shalim, what are you supposed to do with it?
Well, you can redeem it there, and for money, and you can buy for a bonus.
We will see, You're supposed to eat it.
Right, that's the number one.
And you're really not supposed to redeem it there, as we'll see.
But if you have too much, you can't eat it.
So hold on, guys. Halacha Ches is going to tell us some very interesting insights. First of all, do you remember why in the world would we let you redeem it?
It's too hard to schlep.
It's too hard to schlep.
It's a thousand pounds.
What if I'm in Yerushalayim? Is it too hard to schlep?
No, you're there.
So now, the logic of redeeming, the Torah says, and if you're far away and it's a big schlep, okay, we'll have Rachmanos and you can redeem it. But in Yerushalayim, what are you going to say now?
Could you barter with somebody else?
We'll see. But clearly you can't redeem it. Because what reason is there to redeem it? So we'll see. Rama says there's one time when you can redeem it. What's that? If you can't eat it.
Yeah.
Why? It becomes tummy. Ches. Ein podin meister shen b'shalayim. You don't redeem meister shen. You can't eat meister shen b'shalayim when it's tummy. So you can only redeem meister shen in Yerushalayim. Elam ken nitma. Only becomes tummy. Otherwise, you cannot. Well, why can't I redeem good old-fashioned Meister Sheni? Shemar says, "Ki yirchak mimcha makom." If you're far from the place, then you can redeem it. So that means what? Redemption depends on what? The rihuk makom ul nifta. With a distance from the place, that's the reason for the leniency to redeem. Vein and nifta care of makom. But you can't redeem if you're close. Now, the Rambam says, we're going to nitpick over here. And what's the definition of close? If you recall, what other halacha? Totally wrong halacha, but it's a similar concept of
korban pesach.
Pesach sheni.
Yeah.
What's the law of pesach sheni? What if you don't bring a korban pesach and you have no excuse, you get koris.
That's it. That's not good.
But if what? If you were far away,
yeah,
and you weren't there, what do we give you? We give you a second chance.
Second chance.
Now, remember this. Gemara says, how far away does far away have to be?
One day's journey.
Pretty close.
Even if you're one step out of the walls of the city.
One step? Where does it say one step?
That would apply to everybody.
Halacha.
One step out of
the city? Yeah. You're not in Yerushalayim.
So I think they were using a certain
border. Yerushalayim, one step away. So what does that mean?
So you don't want to
claim. When far away doesn't really mean far away. Far away means not in the city. Guess what? Same thing over here. Therefore he says, look at this. Let's say the guy is inside the city of Yerushalayim, okay, and he's got some Meister Sheni, and he's got a little satchel.
It's outside
with a stick, and there's a bag of Meister Sheni on the bag. So it's really not very far away from him, and we'll see where he is. But that's the situation, okay? So Hayahu Bifnim, he's inside Masabachos, but his load is outside. Let's say he's walking into Yerushalayim. He's taken two steps into the walls city, but his stick is behind him. And the Meister Sheni's sticking out, and it's like 3 inches outside the wall of Yerushalayim. I feel how you okay. So, because even that he's holding out with a stick behind his back, Hovlo nichnas hamais, since the mice has not gone into the city, hareza mutter liftos him and redeem it shum, the tzadachoma right next to the wall there, because that's what outside, far away means. It means outside the city is outside of the city. All right. Good place to stop it for tonight. All right.
But don't we have the definition of far away, like for Purim, that's on the next hilltop, like that you still...